أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقل لعبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the objection made by the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the disbelievers, that they found it rather strange that we will be resurrected once we have died, and we will be raised before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to this objection of theirs and this belief of theirs regarding the afterlife. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, and in fact tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pass on these teachings to them. And this is measures that the believers should implement in order to avoid disunity and in order to avoid discord amongst themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my servants, يَقُولُوا أَلَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ They should speak in the best manner to each other. So even though there might be disunity, but there might be a difference regarding something, there might be a difference regarding a certain matter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the differences that exist amongst the believers and the differences that exist amongst Muslims should not lead one to use inappropriate language towards the other. Because then it's going to create discord. One is having a difference of opinion that is acknowledged in Islam. There was always differences that existed amongst Muslims within the Ummah from the time of Sahaba. We see many matters of deen. There were differences that existed amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, and this has filtered down into the Ummah, and this will continue right up to the day of Qiyamah. But the differences should not lead to disunity and should not lead to discord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in order to avoid that, tell my servants, يَقُولُوا that when they speak, that they should say, هي أحسن. أحسن, that which is the best. The best way they should put the argument before others, and the best possible language they should use without insulting, without degrading, without raising their voices, and so forth. Why? Allah says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ Because the devil, يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَكُمْ He wants to cause disunity amongst you. And that's the trapdoor that shaitan uses. He makes you use foul language. He will make you use a language that is inappropriate. Why? Because that's the trapdoor that the devil uses in order to cause disunity amongst yourselves. And according to many mufassirin, this is not confined to the believers only. Because previously Allah is speaking of who? Before this ayah, Allah speaking of the mushrikeen, Allah is speaking of the polytheists, Allah speaking of the disbelievers. So many of them maintain the view that this rule and this measure that we must adhere to when speaking to each other is not confined to the believers, but even to the disbelievers. Whenever we have to argue with them, whenever we have to debate with them, whenever we have to present our view to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, use the best words, use the best type of speech, because sometimes your argument may be valid, but the manner in which you have presented the argument is such that it creates bitterness within the next person's heart. And again, the rule or the objective is not to win the debate, but it is to win the person's heart. So a person might win the debate, but you might lose the person. The objective is not to win the debate, but to win the heart of the person whom you are presenting your case before. Allah says, indeed the devil, he creates discord and disunity amongst you. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَالَ لِلْإِنسَانَ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا Allah says, look, the bottom line is that the devil is an open enemy to insan. He has openly declared his enmity to insan. He hates insan more than he hates anything else. He hates the human beings because he attributes his downfall and he attributes his failure to insan. When Adam alayhi salam was created, he felt that Adam alayhi salam had occupied the special position that he enjoyed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can you imagine the level of enmity that he has for us? He knows that he is doomed to hellfire for the rest of his existence, and he blames insan for that. So he's going to try and create disunity and discord amongst human beings simply because he is their open enemy. Allah says, Rabbukum a'lamu bikum. Allah knows you best. Allah knows you best. No matter what argument you present to others, or no matter what you say to others, bottom line, Allah says, Allah knows you best. Allah knows you inside as He knows you outside. Allah knows you in your public life, and Allah knows you in your private life. Allah knows what you do beyond the confines of your home, and what you do within the confines of your bedroom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He knows you best. إِنْ يَشَأْ يَرْحَمْكُمْ. If He wishes, He can have mercy on you. وَإِنْ يَشَأْ يُعَدِّبُكُمْ. But if He wishes, He can punish you. It is left up to Allah Azza wa Jal. He knows what you are guilty of, and He knows what you are innocent of. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you as one who is responsible for them, for the disbelievers. You have to do your part, and you have to convey the message. But you are not responsible for them if they reject the deen, and they choose to disbelieve, and they choose to belie you. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah knows fully well of all who is in the heavens and the earth. Allah knows everything about every creature, and Allah possesses the best knowledge of all that exists in the heavens and the earth. وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Allah says, we certainly preferred certain of the prophets, certain of the anbiya, we have preferred them over others. وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. And Allah makes special mention of Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam was the father of Sulaiman alayhi salam, a great Nabi of amongst the anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we certainly gave Dawood the Zabur, the Psalms. Now the question is, why does Allah make specific mention about Dawood alayhi salam over here? He first says that we have given preference to some anbiya over others. Some are better than others. Of course, the most superior and the best of all anbiya, the best of all creation, in fact, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after saying that, He makes mention of Dawood. He says, and we gave Dawood the Zabur. There are two explanations that are given here. The first explanation is because in the Zabur, the Psalms that was given to Dawood alayhi salam, there's an ayah, there's a verse that clearly speaks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Clear mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is made in the Zabur, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to make mention of Zabur over here. The second explanation is given that the Psalms, the Zabur, contains 150 surahs. 150 chapters. All 150 chapters are dedicated to the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the chapters. So laws, regulations and so forth were sent to Dawood alayhi salam independently and were not included in the Zabur. But the Zabur itself only contains praises and words of glorification for Allah azza wa jal, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made specific mention of the Zabur in this ayah. May Allah ta'ala grant us understanding.